Toby and Josh.
Oh, good way to kick off the week, I reckon. Start strong.
You and I, you wouldn't even realise that there's not as many people listening at the moment.
No.
Because we're having fun in here.
We put on a show for those people that were listening.
Thanks for that.
No worries.
And to the people listening to the podcast, wasn't saying thanks to you.
Oh.
You're not listening.
I thought you were talking about carrying the team. I was like, yeah, absolutely. Finally. Finally getting something.
Mate, I'm the one with the sore back.
Oh, Charlie Tyrone.
That I still...
Your Bogan side came out. I'll tell you that much for free.
Sometimes it really, yeah. I should. I need another name or something.
It's like when Kat speaks to her family up in North Queensland. She becomes North Queenslander again. And I'm just like, who are you?
And Kat.
What are you doing?
Mum. Dad.
Oh, God. It's like, okay, calm down.
But you love it.
I do. Don't like that side of it.
Don't bring that side to the bedroom.
On this day, celebrated the birthdays of the 9th of August.
And also, you shared one of the most unbelievable stories of why you shouldn't leave flowers on Grace.
I thought that was incredible.
You say you shouldn't, but by the end of the story, I think maybe you should.
It worked out well for him. It did. But I just think like that's like, oh, geez, imagine if it didn't. You've just, you know, you've done an injustice to the people that were hurt.
I reckon you decide. You know, you may like to put flowers down.
That's right.
After hearing this story,
you might not. And I'm going to strongly suggest not to. You can catch it all right now on the podcast.
Josh, I'm in a share house.
Yeah.
Recently moved to Torquay, loving it with three other housemates.
Right. So four in total. That's not a bad number.
No, it's good because the house is big enough. It's five bedrooms, so
good.
Extra spare room for space. Loving it, and everyone's lovely. Didn't know each other before moved in. Getting along. Just fine.
We're all best friends, from what I hear.
And you have to, because at the moment, when you get locked down, you're spending a lot of time together. And over the weekend, we did just that. We even did a house workout yesterday morning.
Oh, really?
We were that house. I know.
Wow.
Well, what else are you going to do?
No, it's, you know, you not
kill
do
time.
That, I suppose.
But something happened Saturday night, which it just sort of frustrated me, because I could see it coming.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't just happen in a housemate situation. I think this happens in a friendship situation, maybe even a relationship.
Okay.
So Saturday, around 5 o'clock, we're all starting to get a little peckish and the topic of dinner gets tossed up and someone says, oh, do we want to do a little family dinner, house dinner?
Nice. I like that. All involved.
Brilliant.
We've worked out together. Why not eat together?
Exactly. And it's Saturday, so you don't really want to be all healthy. You're thinking takeaway.
Oh, surely.
Especially at the moment. Support local. It's the best excuse.
I mean, tick, tick, tick.
I mean it. So we were discussing ideas. Someone said they could cook. And then we said, nah, it's too hard. Let's get takeaway. And then Luke and I, we said pizza. Settled on pizza. Lovely. Yum.
I think that's a good decision for a Saturday night. Especially like a share house.
Yeah.
Because you just like pass around, grab a piece.
And because we don't really know what each other likes at the moment. So you can just go for some stock standard choices and you're going to upset anyone.
That's right. You know, pick a couple of ones. You can pick off the stuff you don't like if you really want.
And because it was getting close to dinner time, one of my housemates, Miles, he tapped out and said, oh, I'm quite hungry, I'm going to eat now. And that's fine. He's going to eat now.
Okay.
But, you know, all of a sudden in my head, I'm starting to think, well, you're going to want some pizza. Because pizza,
surely,
compared to what you're eating now, is not going to be as good.
And the smell.
Exactly. It gets to you. As soon as you see
how
it, you're like,
not
I want
wait
that.
For pizza.
This is the thing. I'm like, how busy? We don't even know how busy they are. But he's tapped out.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So now we're down to three. And then next thing you know, Tatum, she taps out. She doesn't want it. She doesn't want part of it either, which is fine. You don't have to be part of it.
No, that's okay. So you and Luke just getting pizzas.
Just getting pizzas.
Love it.
So the
pizzas
are right.
That's a bit of still, you know, the two of you sharing pizza.
I still don't have to cook and I'm supporting local.
Yeah.
It's greatest plan. Pizzas arrive. What do you think happened, Josh? What do you think happened? Yes. Exactly what you think happened. Happened. Both people had some pizza. Who paid for the pizza? Just Luke and I.
How many pieces did you... Wait, so how did it happen before you start getting angry? Did you say, hey, do you guys want a piece of pizza?
No, no, no. So the pizza's
throw out an invitation? Because if you throw out an invitation, I'm not on your side.
No. So the pizza's arrived.
Yep.
Box is open. I have some. Luke has some. Luke and Tatum are dating, so I think it's just a given when you're in a relationship.
Oh, Tatum's going to take some.
She's going to have some as well. And then because now that Tatum's had some, I felt bad that Miles wasn't having some because...
So you offered to him?
I did offer.
And how many did he take?
He just had one.
Okay.
But still.
So you had seven pieces of pizza and he had one and you're upset about it.
Yes.
Okay. Fair enough. We'll leave it there.
Geelong's got a brand new way to drive home. Debbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
All right.
It's back.
It's back. Monday facts, because we love Mondays.
Yeah, now we do.
Oh, well, today, how good. Monday, everyone thought it's a bit of a down day. Oh, we're still in lockdown. And then Uncle Dan pops on the screen.
Wasn't that a surprise?
Take a bow, Dan. Take a bow.
I just thought, wow. I was like, oh, here we go. I was actually talking to a guy at the park. I was like, oh, I bet you we're locked down for a bit longer.
That's what I thought. I thought we're in here for a long haul. We messaged on the weekend, said get comfortable. That's this
right.
is life.
I'll send you some more movies.
Turns out, no, restrictions are easing. Good so stuff. That is a good way to Love start that. Your Monday. But I do have some, I can't call them fun because some of them aren't that fun. But they are facts about Monday.
Right, okay. Let's kick it off.
So this one, just interesting. In Turkey, Monday is called, may pronounce this wrong, Pazartesi, mm-hmm. meaning after Sunday. Which I was thinking of, they don't give it enough respect to actually just call it its own day. You know?
That is probably the ultimate disrespect yeah. to a Monday, isn't it? That's
like, we're not giving it a name. It's just after Sunday.
love that.
This one I thought you would like.
Okay.
Statistically, Monday is the most likely day that the US stock market will rise rather than fall. Tell me why. Don't know why.
Yeah, there's no reason behind it.
Well, I don't know. I don't know anything about the stock market. Wolf of Wall Street, as much as I know.
So there wasn't any follow-up information about it? You just read
took
the
headline.
Yeah, okay. Love that. Love that.
No one needs to know more. There's just a fact for you. a study in 2011 showed that the average person moans for 34 minutes on a Monday compared to the 22 minutes on other days.
Really?
Fair enough. I mean, being in the office today, there's only a handful of people here, but you can hear the moans. You can hear people going, ugh.
Yeah, I thought it was the air conditioning.
And then I'll end on this one for you. Even if you maintain a steady weight, scientists have found that Monday is the day of the week when you will weigh the most.
Do you know what? I thought it was just me. But I think obviously you like indulge on a weekend.
We all have a little treat, don't we?
You? That's why I always like whenever I do like a thing, I weigh on a Tuesday.
Of course.
I'm just giving myself Monday to get back into it.
Yeah. Restart day is Monday. Weigh day is Tuesday.
There you go. Brilliant. Loving that. Geelong's got a brand new way to drive home. Debbie and Josh. Ooh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955. Celebrity. Marlon Brando, Jimmy Dean, Star. Grace Kelly, Gene Kelly, Famous, Ginger Rogers, Fred Astaire, V.I.P. Betty Davis, DiMaggio. The Celebrity Game. It's my favourite piece of work from Maddie from production.
It just puts a smile on your
Doesn't
face.
It?
The so hips good. Move. You think you are Madonna.
So this is where we put you to the test, Herbie. I play you a voice of a celebrity. You just have to tell me who that celebrity is.
Yes.
Now, the clue is these are all friends of Barack Obama. Had his 60th over the weekend.
Many friends.
He does. All famous. All very famous. I'm sure he's brought some people with him from his younger years as well.
He would. He's a good guy like that.
He is. So had his 60th birthday over the weekend, as I said. Harry and Meghan didn't make the cut.
They that's would huge. Not be happy, Jan, about that.
Well, Meghan probably not. Well, that's the way the media want you to think. I reckon she'd be not. I don't know. You know, it's hard to see.
Another kids' book will come out, though.
Yeah, that's true. Barack won't feature
in it. When your kids aren't invited to parties.
Or bestseller, probably. okay, here we go. So I'll play you the first one. You have to tell me who they are. I'll give you a clue to this one.
Okay.
Very famous actress.
Okay.
Big TV show.
I commit to the things that are interesting, often are new experiences.
She's got a big TV show.
Yeah, it was a big TV show. She was on one.
Oh, she was on one. See, I was thinking she hosted one.
No.
Big actress now hosting. I'm like,
No.
Who's
so
that?
She was on, like, it was a bit of a franchise.
Okay. Is it Friends?
No.
Go the audio again, because my mind wasn't listening.
New York City.
I commit to the things that are interesting.
Oh, Carrie.
Often are new experiences.
Yeah. What's her name?
What is her name? You silly scallywag. What's her name? What, Josh?
3, 2.
I can't get
1.
It.
Sarah Jessica Parker.
Whoa. Okay.
This one's also an actress.
Okay.
She was a part of a TV series that you'd see being replayed during the day now.
I never say thank you and goodbye. I'm like, thank you, and I move it to the other closet.
It was about a street. It was a court, rather.
Oh, and like Coronation Street or 90210?
No.
I don't think I'm going to know this person.
Desperate
Are they that
Housewives?
Big?
Desperate Housewives, okay.
She was on that one.
She was on
She's
it.
She's massive.
She the redhead from that? No, no, she is the lady with the blonde hair.
No.
Who's gone to jail for a kiss.
I never say thank you and goodbye. I'm like, thank you, and I move it to the other closet.
Longoria?
Longoria. I'll
Longoria.
Give it to you. Yeah, yeah, well done.
Oh, got there. Sorry about that, everyone.
Bit of a theme going on. All friends with Barack Obama. This one is an actress. Now, this will probably be the hardest one. Well, they're all actresses, aren't they?
These have all been quite hard, okay.
She actually plays a politician in one movie.
Will never feel like a job, and so that to me is the reward, and so all of this extra stuff is so lovely.
It's a comedy movie.
Comedy movie. Oh, and she's with the, she falls for her, what is her name? Charlie's Throne. No. Yes. Yes.
Charlize Theron.
Charlize Theron.
Charlize Theron.
Classic. Obama Charlize Theron. I'm sorry.
All right. You're doing well.
Okay.
Good job. You picked up two. All I'm going to say is musician here.
Okay.
Feelings on record. This better really count.
Musician.
Mm-hmm. Very famous.
Bono.
Bang.
Done.
Look at that. How good.
Happy birthday, Obama.
Considering you couldn't even get the words out. Yeah. Bono. Bono.
Hey, Michelle.
Herbie and Josh on K-Rock.
Geelong's got a brand new way to drive home. Herbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
On this day.
Herbie and Josh.
On this day.
On this day.
Oh, yeah. We love this. This is where we celebrate people in the celebs world whose birthday it is today, and you just have to figure out whose birthday it is.
Yeah, right. I mean, what a game.
I mean, I know you're on the fence about it. You haven't jumped on board completely. You play.
Yeah, yeah.
But are you really with me? I don't know. So today I've changed it a little bit. I reckon I've turned the heat up.
So it's harder.
I think it's a little bit harder today.
Okay, cool.
So I reckon you'll still get it.
People born on the 9th.
Born on the 9th. Happy birthday.
Okay.
So fire them off. Let's do them all in one and see if you can figure it out.
Neville. Oh, you want to give me a bit of money?
First off, Josh was caught Googling then. As soon as you heard something.
I've got a Word document open and I'm trying to type in the lyrics so I could remember what it was as I was going. But we can just play it again. So I'm guessing number two is Anna Kendrick.
Correct.
So that's from Pitch Perfect. Yeah, yeah.
And I know you're a fan of Anna, aren't you?
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, so yeah, she's 36 today.
36?
Yep. How do you have that?
So it's either Chopper Reed or Eric Banner.
Which one do you want to lock in?
Well, let's go Eric Banner.
Correct. 53. What a movie is that?
Because why would we be celebrating Chopper? You know?
Do you know, he's done some good things in his life and he's done some not so good things.
Okay. Oh, I'll dance Uncle with somebody. Is that the song?
Are you thinking that's a song? Play it one more time.
All right.
It's in reverse, obviously. Who are you thinking then?
Oh, what's her name?
People will be screaming at you.
Somebody.
I want to feel the hit with somebody.
No, I know the song.
I want to dance.
Okay, stop singing. Stop singing. No one wants to hear that. People be screaming at that on the radio. Am I right? Is it Tina? No, it's not Tina.
Three.
Oh, God.
Two.
Oh, it's Whitney Houston.
Yeah, 58 today. Would have been 58 today.
That's good, the little reversal.
You like that?
I like that, for sure. That's good.
So can it come back again, do you reckon?
Oh, it depends if we're struggling for content. You know, it depends what's out there in the world.
You're saying today we're struggling?
I'm not saying that. I'm saying you got over the line. But today, definitely.
Geelong's got a brand new way to drive home. Herbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
But right now, you love dogs.
Love them.
You love them. They do say that every dog has its day. But turns out in the Wedge neighbourhood over in Minneapolis, cats get one too.
Cats.
This is a little unbelievable. Like, I read it and thought, this can't be true.
Well, there are some cool cats, but
It's not many.
Well, it's just like even the coolest cat, it's not overtaking a dog, in my opinion. You know.
So do you think there's enough cool cats out there to have a cat tour?
No.
Well, turns out there is because over in Wedge neighborhood in Minneapolis, they just hosted over the weekend their fifth annual Wedge cat tour.
Right, okay.
And you may be thinking, well, no one's rocking up to this cat tour. Over 300 people rocked up for this.
So what do they do? With the cat tour?
Great question. That's what I thought. Basically, people rock up and they walk for around 3 kilometres around the neighbourhood.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good stroll.
There's a cat map and they just go and look at the cats that are either perched in the windowsills or maybe they're in the front garden and you just go look at the cats around the neighbourhood.
Jeez. That's a scam, isn't it?
People are rocking up. Last year, because obviously the pandemic hit them hard, they had a virtual one. And they said they had thousands of viewers online for the virtual cat tour.
Really? So like someone's just walking around showing where the cats are in the windows?
It's just something for me that I would not pay any kind of money or any attention for.
I guess there's just always a market for something.
You're right, Josh.
Do you know what I mean?
You're right, because I thought that's one weird tour.
Yeah.
Surely there can't be too many odd tours around the world.
Yeah.
No.
There's more.
There's more. There's a market for it. So if you go over to Shanghai, there's a weird meat tour.
Well, that doesn't surprise me, given the circumstances of where we are today.
Exactly. Say no more on that topic. this one is, I actually wouldn't mind giving this one a crack. York's toilet tour gives an insight into the bathroom habits of Vikings and Romans, as well as a chance to try out It's called a garderobe, which is a medieval toilet.
Right.
Would you give it a whirl?
I guess that, but that's like historical information, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a bit different.
Learning a bit.
You know what I mean? Whereas the cat tour, there's no significance about those cats.
Well, then would you maybe, if you had the cat tour option or a chicken coop tour option?
Oh, well, that's even worse, isn't it?
Yeah, well, you think so. But over in Austin, the most spectacular chicken pens are painted and then you go
around.
Oh, so they're
like pimped out
and get to
coops.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah?
That's a little bit different.
You like that one a bit more?
Well, I still wouldn't go on it. Let's be honest.
You wouldn't? But maybe you'd go on this one because you could probably feature in this one.
Okay.
It's over in Prague. Monuments of Corruption Tour. People who are corrupt.
How am I corrupt?
That's a question that I'd like to ask.
So you're just throwing it out there without any information.
I've got information.
About what?
Well, let's just wait to Thursday because I think something's going to come out then and show you how corrupt you are.
Geelong's got a brand new way to drive home. Debbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
But a woman is suing McDonald's for something that she says they made her do.
See, it's a big chain to sue. I had a friend who sued McDonald's once. Did it successfully, but I don't know if you want to jump into that argument.
So this is like a suit that's been brewing for a while. And essentially what happened was she was doing Lent, so she was fasting.
Oh, throughout Easter, that period.
Yeah.
You give up, I'm going to give up chocolate for Lent.
Yep, exactly. And then she saw a McDonald's burger ad, which she said just looks so good.
Oh, they do.
I'll tell you what, fast food in general, when you see the ad for it, you're like...
You want it. And the worst thing is you get hit once and then again in a couple ads they hit you again.
Oh, it's incredible, isn't it?
When you're down.
And they just look so good.
Mouth-watering. That's what they say.
Anyway.
And it's what it is.
So she said that it made her break Lent. So she went out and had to buy a cheeseburger after watching it. So she's suing the company now for, you know, involuntary actions, essentially.
Well, she's not going to win. That's just ridiculous for me. That is one of the most ridiculous lawsuits. You're not going to win that.
You'd think so, though. Like, some of those lawsuits, I remember the one where Red Bull gives you wings.
And
a guy sued them originally, and he actually won.
I guess so, if you get in first. But this one's a little bit ridiculous. Lent, I don't think you can be held accountable. Maccas can't be.
Well, you'd hope not. But it just seems like over in the States where things just seem to happen. So a man sued Budweiser, you know, the beer company.
The beer? Yeah.
Yeah, yep. So in the ads, guys are drinking beers and there's attractive women around him.
Oh.
He said that he failed to help him attract beautiful women by drinking the beer.
And he won successfully?
No, I think that one got thrown out. You'd hope so, wouldn't
Back
you?
Back to drinking beer after that?
A man sued himself, right? And he wanted the state to pay for what had happened. a $5 million law fee, violating his own civil rights, saying basically, you know, he gave a long list of things that he violated his religious beliefs, etc. And so he wanted the state to then pay him the $5 million because he couldn't afford to pay himself for suing himself.
That is ridiculous.
Thrown out, as you can imagine. A man sued Michael Jordan.
Okay.
So the reason he sued Michael Jordan was because he looks identical to Michael Jordan.
Wouldn't that be lucky? I'd use that as a doppelganger.
Well, he said that he couldn't live a normal life. So he literally would leave his house. People would come up to him and be like, Michael, can you sign this? Can you sign that? The lawsuit was for $832 million.
Did he win?
Doesn't say.
See, for me, he could just pretend to be Michael Jordan and end up earning that much money. Do you know? Like, yeah, because there's so many people who do the doppelgangers, like in the prince and princesses.
So you mean like you just rock up at people's parties?
But you do, yeah.
Don't you reckon people would get onto it and be like, I don't think that's Michael Jordan?
Well, if he's just suing him, he must look like him.
Michael, you're playing right now. No, I'm not. That's a replay. It says live. No. Sure thing.
Maybe not. Okay.
Geelong's got a brand new way to drive home. Debbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
Animals. They are incredible.
Oh, we love them.
Well, I think especially with people like David Attenborough, Steve Irwin, you find out so much more. Like,
We're learning heaps, aren't we? More and more each day.
While I've been in lockdown, those docos I've been watching by David, my giddy aunt.
God.
Educational.
How good's the camera work, though?
He's so good. Yeah. What will he do when he goes? Oh, don't want to think about it.
Don't want to.
Yeah. Anyway.
National Day of Mourning, or World Day of Mourning, really.
Should be. He would be interested in this story, though, I believe. So this is about a bat who has travelled a fair distance.
How far?
So for a bat, they're saying it's world record breaking, around 1,931 kilometres.
Jeez.
That's far. So from London to Russia.
Holy.
And how they know this.
That's incredible.
Yeah. Is they found the bat... in Russia.
Yeah.
Dead. Because a cat had attacked it when it got to Russia.
Oh, geez, cat got it, yeah.
But then when they found the bat, it had a ring on it that had been, obviously, when it was back in London, a bat enthusiast had,
tagged it. Yeah, you're
so
right.
So they knew how far it had travelled.
Jeez. Tell you what, even the Russian cats don't let it.
Just don't go to Russia.
I feel like it, you know. He could be listening now. I'm scared. I'm not saying anything bad about Putin.
But it did get me thinking about animals and the distances they do cover, because you hear about it, migration. My giddy aunt, some of these animals, they are clocking up the kilometres.
Like the whales.
The whales. Well, which one do you want, the grey or the humpback?
Let's go the humpback.
Humpback, around 18,000 kilometres a year. Grey's bigger though, 22,500.
Jeez, 22. That's a lot, isn't it?
It is huge.
And have you seen them travel? Like, just every video I've seen of them, they're very cruisy.
They're not in a hurry. And they're sort of showing off. Like, look at us. We're just making our way
just
there.
Just playing around, aren't they? You know?
Dragonflies, surprisingly, they?
No, they don't.
They're up there. How many kilometres do you reckon they do?
I thought they die like in a day.
This is the thing. So they are the greatest and longest migration among any members of the insect world. Yep. They cover 1,700 kilometres. And even though only 50 of the dragonfly breeds actually migrate, unfortunately no dragonfly can make complete migration. It's only possible by four generations of dragonflies.
Jeez. So that's like from here to Geelong to Byron, basically.
And you're just helping yourself get there, but you know you're never going to make
the end.
You're
not going to do it.
What's the point? It's like, you know, the marathons. Imagine being the first leg of that if it was the medley, like, what's it called? The...
Relay.
Your relay. I was passing you the baton. No one could say that. Yeah.
Fantastic.
But if it was a relay from a marathon, you'd be dead by the end.
Another reason not to run them.
Debbie and Josh. Geelong's got a brand new way to drive home. Debbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
Now, this is one of the most incredible stories. Now, there is a happy ending at the end.
Okay.
But it's a good reason why you should never leave flowers, if you're going to do so, on someone's grave that you don't know.
Well, people do that all the time.
Because they feel sorry that there's no one there.
Yeah.
That's what this guy did.
And it brings a lot of colour. I like it.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you why. Anyway, so this guy's name is Matt. And you can check the validity of this story by going on and checking out his tweets, because he actually tweeted the story about it a couple of years ago. So what had happened was he would go and visit the grave of his his father.
Okay.
And so what he would do is he basically would just put flowers on his dad's grave, and then he would talk to it, and then, you know, whatever.
What you do at the grave.
That's right.
Of a loved one, yes.
Anyway, so what he noticed over time was that the grave next to him never had any flowers. And he thought, oh, okay, that's a bit sad. And, like, you know.
And it's your father's neighbour now.
That's right. Anyway, so he thought, you know what? I'm going to just start dropping flowers on there. You know, just occasionally. Because apparently this guy was, you know, he died on Christmas Day. And, you know, maybe this, you know, whatever. It's sad that no one's coming to visit this guy.
It's a nice gesture, you could say.
Anyway, so all of a sudden he's like, you know what? Let's have a look into, like, why am I drawn to this guy to leave something on his grave? So he went back and did some research, and this is where I'm not joking. So he typed in the guy's name, and that guy was a murderer. I'm not. So Sixth for my poet is his name on Twitter. You can follow the story. Anyway, so he'd been leaving on a murderer's grave. And he's like, oh, God, what have I done here? So he read more about the story. This guy was horrible. You know, like, killed his wife.
Oh, my.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my.
Horrible
no
story.
Wonder.
Horrible story.
No one's leaving flowers.
Exactly right. So he then had this incredible, guilt. Because he's like, look what I've been doing. So I feel bad for the victims. So then what he went and did, so then he went to their grave sites. He found out where they were located, where they'd been buried. And he went there and started talking to the graves and going, hey, look, I'm so sorry. Here's what I did. I didn't realise. He was apologising. And this
to
lady's
them.
Like standing next to him, like coming up. He's like, why are you apologising to my auntie and uncle? And he goes, well, here's the story. Whatever.
Would you believe this?
Anyway, somehow the chat gets going and he asks her for a drink.
No.
Yeah, yeah. Asked her for a drink. 2 years later, and this is why this story has come up again, is that they're now getting married. So after that whole
ordeal
range of events,
they're now getting married.
Yeah, together.
So do put flowers on murderers'
grave sites. Well, no. Well, I don't think it's going to ever end up that well.
But if you're desperate.
You got to try one.
Geelong's got a brand new way to drive home. Debbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
Something that's coming into Victoria, they reckon by 2023, will be cash for cans. So you know how you can return and earn in every other state, basically, except for Victoria?
Which is just stupid because on the cans in Victoria, the money's on it. It's been flaunting it in front of our faces for years and years and years, so you just want to get the money for it.
That's right, because I know Victoria have struggled with their recycling, so that's why they want to bring it in as the initiative to help with recycling so there's less waste. The Geelong Football Club want to get involved in some way. The Cats CEO sent a letter to the Victoria government
that's
saying...
That's incredible.
Because what they want to do is make it similar to the WA one where you can nominate or choose a charity for the refund to go to.
Yes.
Which I think is a good way to do.
Yeah, I am very much on board with that. When I was in the Riverina, that's when that came into New South Wales.
Yeah.
And it's so good to see because kids get involved.
Oh,
they go around it. Bins and it clears up the mess.
That's true. So, but this is what one thing they don't talk about with these return earns is how, because people do it for a job, for a living.
Yes.
And I remember when we were living in Newcastle, and our bedroom window was right on the where the road was, so everyone's bins were. And I'll tell you what, it's a competitive industry because there would be people. I'm not joking. You go out, because I went to the gym early, like for class. My class was like 5:30 or something.
Yeah, yeah.
And you get out there and there'd be like six people and they've all got those, you know where you go camping, you got those
flashlights
on your head?
Yes.
Yeah, so it's like almost like a concert because they're like flashing all around.
Strobes all.
Like, it's going crazy. And they're flicking through and they've got like full trolleys filled with...
See, it's a lot, isn't it?
And you can hear them going through the bins, which is fine. Hey, good on you for doing it. My bedroom was just close to the street, but it was insane how much money they were making from it.
But are they really making that much? Because isn't it 5 cents a can?
5 cents, but when you're going through people's recycling bins and you're picking out like 20, because it's cans and bottles. And
you
I
need
think
a
some,
lot, though, to really start making a profit. I know when I was in South Australia, like they had big bins in their backyard so that every party for the year they'd collect and then they'd do one big, like, I guess... drop off. I don't know about these people.
They're saying they're making $100,000 a year.
No, they're not.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
Well, let's send in our resignation because if that comes in.
But I don't want to be. You complained about wind chimes last week. Now you're like, oh, the more noise, it's your own fault. Whatever.
Geelong's got a brand new way to drive home. Debbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
Yeah, nah. Or, nah, yeah.
Alrighty, Herbie. Let's see how you start in the week off, you know? Are you in a good mood? Are you
100%. We're coming out of restrictions.
That
you
is
can't
true.
Be in a bad mood.
That's right. Let's see how you go with these ones. Yeah, nah for no, nah, yeah for yes.
Radio. Right?
Learning to code.
Yeah, nah. Or nah, yeah.
Yeah, nah. What's the point? What is the actual point of that?
Someone else has got that job.
Literally. It's so stupid. And to read it? Oh, frustrating. I mean, well done if you're doing it.
Yeah,
but I'm not doing it.
You're doing
it. I'm not.
You're making money.
You would seem like a guy that would code.
Oh, no. I think it's too much effort. I was telling you about how I saw that, like Duolingo, you can learn Spanish or Italian. There's like now an app where you can learn coding on the fly for like 5 minutes a day. It's like, what's another language, essentially?
You can't learn it on the fly, though. It's so hard. It's like backspace, forward space, bracket, bracket, dong, dong, meet, hello.
Well, kids are starting to do it. Anyway, children who code are more creative and better problem solvers, a study has found.
Well, I guess it makes sense because they can work out things, but you could do a puzzle and do the same, couldn't you?
I'd say a lot of the schools are starting to do that, aren't they, with the younger age?
Technology. They get iPads. Mm. All of them get given these stuff. I'm like, wow.
Wow. An iPad and stuff. There you go. drive-through takeaway.
Yeah, nah. Or nah, yeah.
Nah, yeah. Every day of the week. Every day of the week.
It.
It's so easy and it's convenient and you get to talk to someone, plus you get to salvage food, and I love that.
Plus you're in your car while you're waiting, you know.
Then you get to have a sneaky little snack on the way home.
That's
I didn't touch the chips. Well, why is mine gone?
Only one person gets to see you to judge you, you know, and that's the person that's going to the window. everyone else doesn't get to, which is fantastic. So a pub over up in Sydney, actually, because obviously lockdown's really strict up there at the moment, they've done a drive-through that does dinners, so they can pick up a boozy chocolate mousse. You got your DIY taco or burger kits that you can pick up while you're driving through, plus you can get a Prosecco on tap as you go and pick up your order.
Well, sign me up.
That's
honestly, I'd go back into
it.
Lockdown for that.
Yeah, they rented out a warehouse to try and do it.
That's smart.
That's not a bad idea,
That's
is
smart.
It?
Well done.
Last one. Big Brother VIP.
Yeah, nah. Or nah, yeah.
Yeah, nah. I mean, seriously, what is this show coming to? Because it's not even like the good old Big Brother. It's this competitive one. Did people watch it this year? I don't think so. So why make a celebrity one when they're not even celebs?
I know. Well, the biggest one was probably Caitlyn Jenner. She's already gone, they reckon, so she must get evicted early. Thomas Markle, the brother of Megan. So he's not even anyone.
You're not a celeb.
He's the sibling of
And
a
then they're getting
person.
All the old, like, maths people.
Well, yeah, Jessica Powers on there. Dane Beams, the footballer.
He's probably the only one.
Kyle Sanderland's ex-girlfriend is on there. Imogen Anthony. She's there for.
This is the thing. They've really
Bernard Curry,
struggled.
Never heard of that.
Bernard Curry.
Yeah, he's an actor, apparently.
Great name.
Yeah. Ali Gonsalves?
Don't know. Never Obviously. Know.
Matt Cooper.
I reckon the show won't rate. Calling it out, it's going to go for 2 weeks and then it'll be Dunskies.
But, like, who are they? You know what I mean?
Why is it called Celebrity Big Brother?
Why is it VIP?
Big Brother.
Jeez. Exactly.
With people.
That you might like.
Or not.
Geelong's got a brand new way to drive home. Debbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955.